And we begin this Tuesday edition of Ozarks at Large in Van Buren. That city's main street is busier than it has been in a long time. And come early next year, downtown visitors will have three new places to eat. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek tells us more about how targeted investment and alcohol permits are changing the face of Van Buren's downtown.
And if you can see on the wall over there is the plaster. So these walls were covered in plaster. So we had them take the plaster all the way off.
As we speak, there are several restaurant owners building out their eateries along Van Buren's Main Street.
Well, we're at 624 Main Street in Van Buren, Arkansas. The old Citizens Bank that was opened in 1905. And we have decided to, we have purchased it and have decided to turn it into a sports grill.
We're bringing in authentic street Mexican food, which is really, really hard to find around here. And we're bringing in authentic Cajun, and we're making a lot of crazy stuff between the two.
And this used to be the old Broadway Hotel, or the Lynx Building. It was built in the 1900s. We love Main Street, everything Van Buren. This was our perfect choice for us to be in a restaurant here in Van Buren.
The Vault 1905 Sports Grill, Crazy Cajun Mex, and the Pasta Grill will all open in the next 6 months, doubling dining options along Main Street.
You know, it just feels like something is getting ready to bust loose.
That's how Guy Messersmith describes the atmosphere downtown. Messersmith is a co-owner of The Vault. He says he and his wife were turned on to the idea by friends Lonnie and Mindy London, who've made Van Buren their home for the last 5 years after moving from Duncan, Oklahoma.
And so we figured that this would be a good place. It's a corner spot. It's an old building. It's got good bones. And we just believe we can make it work. And we want to give something to the people here in Van Buren that they just haven't had. There's sports grills in Fayetteville, sports grills in Fort Smith, but there's nothing here in Van Buren, and we just felt like they needed something like that.
Just across the street, Chad Parsley and Jose Hurtado are busy working on their restaurant, Crazy Cajun Mex. Parsley comes from Texas, and Hurtado is from Idaho. Parsley says they worked for the same company and came together over the concept of a Mexican-Cajun fusion restaurant.
We came with this idea. It started as a food truck concept and until we met people here, and they brought us in here and won us over. And so we jumped our corporate jobs and decided to start this restaurant.
Parsley says he's seen the downtown revitalization movement unfold in the Fort Worth area. But in Van Buren, he gets to be a part of it.
It was really huge in Texas from where I'm from, in Roanoke, Texas, in Rome, Texas. To be on the forefront of a revitalizing Main Street with the city involved and all the citizens and a community on the Main Street that all works together was really exciting.
And around the corner, Kathy and Phil Payton are standing inside what will eventually be the Pasta Grill, which already operates in both Conway and Russellville. Phil says they are running their restaurant as a franchise.
We were introduced by our neighbors here at the coffee shop, Alan and Debbie Foliart, to this opportunity. We went and ate there in Russellville. They had spoken with them before about coming to Van Buren, and they just didn't think it was quite ready. So,
Kathy Payton, who's lived in Van Buren for 40 years, says the owners of the Pasta Grill have since changed their minds as more businesses have moved onto Main Street in the last couple of years.
For me, it's totally different. There's a lot more excitement. There's more things than just antique stores. We do have those, but a lot more shops and restaurants. We also have restaurants that are now serving alcohol that we couldn't have before.
But opening the restaurant hasn't been easy. Kathy says they've had to postpone significantly after coming across major issues with the building they were going to use as the kitchen.
Everyone kept coming to us saying, "You must have the patience of a saint to wait this long." But we didn't want to do it anywhere else. We wanted to be downtown Van Buren.
Merrill Purvis, the director of the Van Buren Advertising and Promotion Commission, says there's been a flurry of activity up and down Main Street, but the restaurants are filling a crucial gap.
One of the elements that was missing that was critical is having enough variety in dining on Main Street that it brings a variety of people. To make a retail area successful for evening as well as daytime business, you have to have those nice restaurants, and you have to have a variety so people will have choices. And we are now beginning to see that.
Purvis says there's one group in particular that deserves credit for the turnaround.
The game changer was the formation of Van Buren Original.
Purvis says the VBO is a nonprofit that was formed about 4 years ago by like-minded people who saw the economic potential of a revitalized downtown. She says their first order of business was taking care of the buildings that make Main Street historic.
That was our biggest concern when we formed Van Buren Original, was these buildings are all from the late 1800s, turn of the century, and they, as very old buildings do, require a lot of maintenance, and that maintenance can be very expensive. So what we needed were people who could come in, who had a love for the historic buildings on Main Street, that would put in capital to ensure that these buildings shine for generations to come.
Like Kathy and Phil Payton, who own the Pasta Grill, the owners of the Vault and Crazy Cajun Mex have experienced delays too, as they're all putting in restaurants and buildings that are more than 100 years old. That's why Purvis says finding people willing to invest in the long-term success of the street has been so critical.
And now that we've done that, the nicer shops are following, and we knew they would. Once we had the commitment for the buildings, then the next step would be to recruit those businesses. And that has gone much better than we ever dreamed it would in a much shorter period of time.
In fact, Debbie Foliart, who owns Chapters on Main Street and is a founding member of the VBO, says downtown Van Buren's occupancy rate has flipped from 80% vacancy just a few years ago to 20% now. Foliart says that surge depended on the approval of several private club permits and requests to sell beer, wine, and liquor in a dry county.
So that was a hurdle because people for nightlife want to have a wine or something with their dinner. And that's been a big hurdle to recruit the right type of hospitality, so to speak. And so if you can get the right type of hospitality places here, then the retail kind of follows. So that has been our main focus, is to get the right type of restaurants. And a lot of that, too, comes with the right type of entertainment.
Crawford County has been dry for decades, but a new state law that went into effect last year allows city councils to approve new private club applications. Foliart says getting those approvals has made a huge difference, even if it hasn't been easy.
It's been a challenge. It really has. And an education process, too, I think. But that's an economic driver in a lot of cities, and it's that in itself is an education process for people, you know, because we're a city that's not had that, and so we fight against other cities that do, and so trying to get the right people and the right restaurants and the right retail, and so that has been a challenge.
But Foliart says Van Buren is gaining ground in the game, so she, Meryl Purvis, and the VBO are looking toward other projects. Purvis says they're now thinking about how to get more people not to just come downtown, but to live there.
One of the other things that we need to focus on is some just off of Main Street residential. We want to go with some nicer, small townhouse type residences. We've talked with other communities that have successfully revitalized their downtown area, and one of the things that is stressed over and over is that they absolutely have to have a nice residential area just off your retail street to bring in people who are going to live there, shop in your stores, eat in your restaurants, and call it home.
Purvis says they're also working on walkability. Plans are being made to even out sidewalks and widen curb cuts for better handicap accessibility. And there are bigger connectivity plans in the works, too.
We need to bring in some of the amenities that people today are looking for, and that's cycling trails, walking trails, running trails, down into some green space areas. And we're very fortunate that at the other end of Main Street, we have Lee Creek Park, which is a beautiful green space, and it's a large green space. And there are plans to develop trails and cycling trails through there also. And all of that will tie into our Main Street area.
The work is far from over, but Debbie Foliart says they've made progress, not just on Main Street, but in people's minds as well.
For the longest time, you would hear people say, oh, we can't have that, we're Van Buren. Well, why can't we have that? Of course we can. We just have to go do it, you know? And I think a lot of things just like that are the reason that we've not done it in the past, is because we thought we couldn't, but now we are.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Susanna Sitek.
Merrill Purvis says they're also looking forward to the opening of the Center for Art and Education next to the King Opera House, which she says she hopes will drive investment even further. A reminder that tomorrow night at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art in Bentonville, Jeffrey Seller, the lead producer of Hamilton, will discuss Broadway and much more. He's also been a producer of other hits like Avenue Q, In the Heights, and Rent. I'll sit down with Jeffrey Seller in the Great Hall as part of the Crystal Bridges Distinguished Speaker Series tomorrow night at 7 for a conversation. We'll have a few minutes at the end for audience questions and answer as well. Tickets for tomorrow night's conversation are $15, $12 for Crystal Bridges members, $5 for students. You can find out much more at crystalbridges.org.